Irish epic poem in 33 cantos, read by the poet Paul O'Mahony, a new reading, canto 6. Joe Duffy, have you contacted him? Turned him on your radio? Isn't he the specialist with the researchers? This is the Almighty speaking now. Ignore Joe Duffy at your peril, he is there listening to every quarrel, holding the coats, picking the wigs up off Stephen's green. RTE my arse, Joe's a law unto himself. When did the people get a more concerned listening? He is an attention seeker, attends to citizens, offers a soapbox. Hyde Park Corner has nothing on him. In another Liveline was a consistory of bearded seers gathered to elect the bastard of the day. I'm not one you can speak with. I don't do two-way conversation. You are ever in my firing line. If you need a sympathetic platform to lean on, go to Joe. It's up to you to decipher whether that type of a Joe is your honest man from the inner city, the inner world of the outer man. Across the city, on the bank of the Lee, a well-heeled hostelry plies its trade, appeals to women. Discreet, no concrete, a network of feminine world changers meet, away from easy access to social media. Krishna Day is down to speak. Opus Day, it's hopelessly underground, may well be active in the Munster area. If it's an honest man you seek, look first where women chat. They often say they'd fancy a straight-talking man. Believe that. There are laptops here, no knitting needles, no gin and tonic. Enter the knight, dressed in poetry, in case she'd be mistaken for an easy ride. Enter the knight, undressed for bed. The 1 o'clock news suggests a new tax on poverty. Perhaps it was property. It was certainly something with a T. The moo cow came up the road, boring from hell, as if the burren was after her, intending to rip off her udders for a bit of softening. Welcome, knight. We've missed your presence all day. Now we're low on the fellow feather pillow, about to extinguish the DJ from Montrose. You usher in dream time. Black magic chocolates. Black magic woman. Back where you belong. Carrying Luxembourg, Caroline and London, thinking of the hit parade, the fucker with the mouth we forgot about. Did he really shit under Heaney? Or was it Sweeney Todd? Didn't I see Donegal send first a scout, then a spy, and recently a sleeper? Who expects poets of the night to stick to the concrete lightless rooms, stanzas to kip in Yom Kippur or Keeper Hill? Delirium setting in. Saw that tree shiver, spotted starling land on branch, shaft of light on mind. The country's awash, and that doesn't mean clean. The money's devalued, the overdraft gone, a fig leaf collapsed, a hunger returned, beyond in the park, a president sits. She's even prepared to save on the heating because the engine's cocked up, the builder abroad, the banker still eating, faith of our fathers, but no one hails Mary, Harney left without cuddles. Our unions are marching with no lambeg drum, the piper's well buried, the notes have been said. It's not like a revolt or even parade. Patrick was wrong, the snakes are not gone. Gar the Shikona, the Fauna, the Fauna, bring back pioneers, we need to warn ya. Ha ha! Did you see the sonnet coming over the horizon, down the valley, out of the limelight, into the blast? I've been holding back, restraining a comment. There's a certain amount of neglect a receptacle expects. I've been hoping you would write The Starfish on the shores of Lissadel. Sligo needs an alternative to Yeats. If you're simply getting warmed up on this page, you might display a bit of consideration for the poor mussels left behind. They at least expect to be mugged, feasted on like many enjoyers of the ravage. What of the marine biologist with his face televised as his stubbled mouth vest was all at sea? A moleskin is beyond confinement. I certainly look for some of those haiku you've been hiding in your Twitter with Tweeple, clever little people. Innisfree, a social media island with world-class lapping shores. I better leave you to Brian Cowan. An all-might politician from Offaly, home of liver, twinned with kidney, tripe in the brand, sweetbread at hand, a born-again purse string, saved from the bog so he could sit in the comfort of friends, be strong and decisive in front of the mirror. Let me introduce you to a golfer whose only handicap are clubs, tents, pubs, the suit you squeeze into to lead the general population. If you set aside the trappings inside which such a gentleman operates and ignore the exigencies of difficulties unfairly landed on the gilded platter from which such a girth is used to eating. I am giving leadership. Have you heard those words? Surely there are tears. I am the man. Wouldn't it make your heart burst with pride as when the Pope bent, prostrated himself on tarmac laid by an excellent roadstone? Isn't this a person, a wifed individual, a family man who's done his toilet with all his clothes on? Doing nothing is not an option. Isn't that diamond? Doesn't it take blood of carbon to utter profound battle cries like that? Cowan is Wallace. If it was up to me, I'd show him, berry blood and all, a Celtic warrior naked into the Council of Ministers. A curse on both your houses, full of grommets. And you got to the puppets before I could spread out the images and prevent the rhymes overwhelming the music. Let's drink to our tribal chief, a throwback to maybe Cuchulainn, or Fionn, or Albert Reynolds. Hail to the sleeping giant of Cowangate. It's pissing out there, dogs like O'Dea, cats like Coughlin, hailstones on Doc Martin. If you can't laugh at the poor who've put themselves up on pedestals loaned by developers of fashion, you're fit for the monastery, provided there are funds left in the kitty. After all, the bills from shattered mines. Mines abounding. Meanwhile, in the ranch, the local branch of the Labour Party was planning to seize power through a permanent revolution of the lichen type. Central committee, backpackers, baggage, Trotskyist socks, lots of money on hairstyle. They used to get by on Brill Cream. The panel are taking the Mihal. Easy for them. They get paid in laughs, orchestrated by the prophet, MacWilliams. Noah's cousin, Moses' mate, himself a burning bush. The devil was not alone in the desert with Jesus. MacWilliams was there listening in, noting the terms of the deal. Jump down there and I'll give you the whole lot if you simply say development is God. Say it once and you'll be elected once. Say it twice, you'll be back with enhanced majority. Say it thrice and Bertie will reign longer than Thatcher. Bollocks the tribunals and retire to storytelling. Canto 7. In the English market, vegetables were quiet. Tripe and drasheen, hummus, ardrahan, like nutcracker toys, they dance the dance when the river sings. The steak, O'Mahony, hangs for as long as it takes to acquire menstrual flavour. Ghosts of chickens slit into the fountain, reunited with black and tan smoke. The market is stalked by Anne Summers. She hangs around the gate, stretched in bondage, hoping the beggars will move on with their overdressed bodies. Pornmongers, the lot of them. Not just If the little circle is over the other little circle, we call that an 8. Numerically challenged people who struggle with the cost of kilos, the price of pounds. This is a marketplace where everyone trades with time, credit, profit and loss. It's all stash flow. Borrow until you drop, pick yourself up and point the finger. Better have mug of tea, bags of leaf shreds, all dusty, caterpillar's bean. On the road from Glanmire to Adair, you pass new two-pot house. Drive your herd along the main street, buttevant of the roadworks. A mile outside the town, just when you consider it safe to breathe, a sigh of relief towards the approaching Limerick border, lives a pig, a few heifers, a clutch of Rhode Island reds, and an old woman in a teepee. She counts the stars by day, the moons by night. In simpler words, she's round the twist, but used to be lover to an honest man before he died. I think his name was something like Ismisha Lamas. It's still the place to go for leads. There's nothing more beautiful than crawling through undergrowth, hoping to catch a glimpse or overhear her talking in her sleep. It's said she knew De Valera's middle name and got confused with the wild man. Clearing his trunk, the elephant remembered he'd be paid nothing if he missed his entrance. Most had forgotten the guide was round the corner, shrouded in concrete images. Is the Mahabharata where you find Ganesh strumming a lyre? Those are lazy whisperers, eyes off the ball, letting the free verse flourish without structure. Riding the elephant in Dublin Zoo is the great Eddie Hobbs, champion of jet-black lacquered hair stylists. I am the man with a long trunk and fierce mouth, an amused accent that delights the boys from Ballyfermot, the girls from Ringsend. The elephant nudges Hobbs forward through his enthusiasm. Here I give you a cipher, a Delphic face. Out through the orifices come sound bites, megabytes, nanobytes. If Lenehan came to him under the cover of darkness and sat in kitchen chewing garlic, complaining that officials in his department smelt of cologne, Eddie would have sewn those lips. Our great natural resource is wind, says one soldier. The elephant blows his balloon, swats another flea, and wonders whether he's too heavy for this poem. I would have been safer inside a shitload of sonnets. End of Canto 7. Canto 8. Gay Burns, buried here. For years he sat where you're sitting now, till road rage got him. When you're on television like Gable, do you think of the same things? How long the nun's habit? The cost of a burning bra? The cost of a genuine smile? 48 degrees longitude, 30 degrees latitude, as an Irish treasure island wakes to the realization that this is an immaculate country where the Garda count 50,000 and organized labor makes it 150. There's a national dispute over time. One side wants debt for 4 years, the other between more and infinity. We're used to the clash of the ash in our back garden. Bridging measures on their way, social partnerships had its day, Croke Park box is up for sale, budget's fair, cries out, email. 24/7 is on the march, Dublin diocese ever so arch, Chirac's memoirs on the wings, Tyson property no longer sings. The arts gather in Parnell Square, a manifesto written there in the bloody red of Liverpool. Benitez appeals against the fool. No country for young men. Emigrate the question when. Thus ends our review of the daily papers in stunted meter, conventional couplets. 14 lines don't make a sonnet ring. Gold in the mountains, Armagh's dyed, Cashel too, Clonmacnoise, Louis MacNeice, the Book of Lists. Weekend is the time for sanctity, going to Mass, dusting off the missal, join the community in psalm. I remember community, elephant, guru of gurus, our father, intro ibo ad altare dei, adem qui laetificat juventutum meam. Perchance there is one honest man at church. Let's search the pews. Go out into the highways and byways. Find those who loiter by the back door. Modesty of men who know they're unwashed, excluded from the feast, incapable of drinking the water, lest it turn into wine, and lead them into temptation and a failed breathalyzer. Come past those bent on another prayer. One who fills his obligation by hanging out under the eaves on eve of Sabbath is unlikely to join the host willingly. Would an honest man hold back when invited to eternal life? Or would he hold the door until all the just were through to the other side? Namaste. How's your da? You brought me keys of the kingdom? And I thought you were only supporting Kerry. Holy, 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 Lord God of toasts, raise your glass and be upstanding. The chief is on his way. The procession of the chieftains measures the cold of flagstones sliced from Liscannor before the Protestants came. Through the fog of incense rose the chant of sinners. Down from the mount of Fianna Fáil strode the 500, candidates for the honour of redemption in the Oireachtas. Bertie Ahern christened in St. Eamon's Parish. Patrick Bartholomew Drumcondra. Dig out, O Hochthorn, son of Conn, begot of Julia Hurahan, Bally Vert genes from the Battle of Kinsale. He holds the key of a Vincentian ghost who left the priesthood before he could transubstantiate, locked fingertips with a particular Reynolds in front of the lesser nobles. Dev would have been here. Lamass wouldn't have missed it. Lynch never lost an opportunity for a smoke. Sean T. O'Kelly, Childers, Hillary, McAleese, all there in spirit. The Judas Hoy sackcloth, teeth scrubbed with ashes. He is gone to his island. Repentant, resplendent in sin, bare-souled on granite shards around the Holy of Holies. On Loch Derg, his other islands abandoned, the one absolutely dishonest man is doing his purgatory on earth. Among the memories of tribespeople who voted for his style, so he'll not walk this church until purged. It said he'll suffer silence until Nama has come and gone and the pestilences are past, lanced, festered and turned to leprosy. C.J. He Haw, Lord Haw He, Ord Re that was is still confessing as the Charlie is benedicted. The monstrance set aside a ciborium uber alles and the gospel is read without credibility. Because there is no good news in all these fields, since flight of the earls of power, Carroll, Cleary, Doyle and Hegarty, O'Callaghan, O'Flynn, Murta and their generals, all vanquished, gone, returned to spend more time with their family, leaving their faithful wrapped, roofless, in negative equity.